Hey world, this is Essence, also known as Nikesh Speaks. Welcome back to another episode. What's going on with you guys today? Happy Monday. Well, hopefully the week will be a happy week for all of us. Let's spread some love, positivity, and happiness. Because this week, the election is finally here, Election Day. And may the best candidate win. We need to all focus on trying to live in harmony, peace, love, and respect for one another. Today, we're going to talk about this week's election. There's a lot of tension in the air, a lot of people with anxiety, a lot of stress. But we need to remember that we are all adults and that we all must exercise our rights to vote. And you choose the candidate that you choose. Your choice, your reasons why. And we just must respect each other's choices and each other's rights. And most of all, we just need to be able to try to live in some type of harmony, no matter who the winner is, to really be honest. I mean, you know, we're all flesh and bone. We're all human beings at the end of the day. And we need to be able to just try to live in some type of harmony with each other. It's very important. Yes, Election Day is here, but that's very important. Question of the day. Who do you think will be the winner of this week's election? And why do you think he will be the winner? And how do you feel about it? What's going on in your town, your neighborhood? How is everyone responding to this week's election? There's a lot of excitement. There's a lot of anxiety. There are some people angry. How do you feel? All I can say is that after the election this week, that everyone just try to stay safe, clear-minded, positive-minded, open to what's to come. Try to veer off of the mode of anger. There are so many people that are angry and ready to just go in for civil unrest. And to be honest, you need to think about it deeply. Is it worth it for you to lose whatever it is that you lose? Your life, most importantly, going out here acting ignorant and wild. And trying to prove a point. Think about yourself first. Think about your spouses. Think about your children. Think about your grandchildren, great grands, whatever. Think about people that are your friends that love you. Think about your careers. Think about just being a human being and knowing that we are surrounded by so many people with so many points of views, and we cannot all say, you know what, we have to agree with A, B, C, and D because it'll make this one or that one feel comfortable. And that's on either side, whoever your preference is for the presidential elect. We all need to come to that understanding, because I think I'm hearing so many things and talked to quite a few people. was going to do a couple of interviews, but my show, I want to keep it as I have it. Everything's about being kind and being positive. And I do not like drama, so I don't want to have that on my show. A lot of people want to voice their opinions about pedophilia, about racism, and I have an issue with both of those things. But I'm just not going to have certain things brought onto my show and discussed at this point, because as I said, I want to keep the peace. I want to keep things more flowing as in within the positivity range. Like, we need to have more of that in this world. And we need to have more, as I said previously, respect for each other's opinions and rights and how we want to express ourselves. But we also need to carry ourselves with some type of self-control. That's what we need to definitely hone in on this week. If you have never honed in on it before, you need to now. Self-control. Self-control. No matter how you feel, no matter what you're thinking, don't go out there and act irresponsible, because there are a lot of people, a lot of us, yes, are gun owners, and you need to carry yourself in a hierarchy, not irresponsibly. There are a lot of people that are carrying themselves in an ignorant, irresponsible way, and that is a dangerous concoction. Very dangerous, especially knowing some of these people have weapons. So everyone just needs to calm down. Take a deep breath. Inhale, exhale. And think before you actually speak or make an action that can cause a horrible tragedy. It's not worth it. Let's try to be kind to each other. Remember, it is free to be kind to each other. That's so simple. We got to remember that.